Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es bei Vakama, Perik Vav, Mishnah Hei. Hamadlik is a Gadish, if someone lights a stack of Tvua. Now actually, that's what it means literally. But what really happened over here is, this person lit a fire in his own Rishos for an innocent reason. He wanted to cook something. But he wasn't careful with this fire. It started to spread through a regular wind, and it went into the Rishos of his friend, and it burnt his friend's stack of Tvua. But in this stack of Tvua were Kalim. Vidalko. Those Kalim went up in flames together with the stack of Tvua. So no doubt he has to pay for the Gadish. He has to pay for the stack of Tvua. But does he also have to pay for the Kalim? That's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yeshalem Masha Betaicha. Yes, you do. The Chachamim say, no, the Torah patterned Tamen Be'esh. Tamen means hidden. The Pasuk says, Kiseitze Yesh Umatza Kaitzim. Kaitzim are thorns. The Nechal Gadish. Gadish is a stack of Tvua. Oyakama, or standing Tvua. Why does the Torah have to say standing Tvua? So Chazal say, just like standing Tvua, you can see. It's open. It's not covered. You're only Chayim when your fire burns things that are open. And therefore, the Chachamim say, Einoy Meshalem. He does not have to pay for the Kalim that got burned. Ella, all he pays for is Gadish Shel Chitim or Shel Sair. The stack of Tvua, whether it's wheat or whether it's barley. Now there's an extra chiddush over here. The Gemara explains that what the Mishnah is emphasizing here is that according to the Chachamim, we're going to figure out how much Tvua is in the area of this Gadish. Let's say I have a stack of Tvua here, but there's a barrel laying in this stack. I hit a barrel over there. So Yehuda says you have to pay for the barrel. The Chachamim say you don't have to pay for the barrel. So really, if I'm the one that lit the fire, it's a good thing that there's a barrel there. I don't have to pay for the barrel, and there's also less tvua for me to pay for, because where that barrel was laying, it took up a lot of space. So here we say no. We're going to imagine that space where the barrel was in the stack of tvua is full of tvua, and you're going to have to pay for that tvua. That's what the Chachamim mean, the Gemara explains. Instead of paying for the barrel, you're going to pay, in addition to the rest of the Gadish, for the amount of wheat or barley that would have been in that place had the barrel not been there. Vaitra zakta mishnah. Let's say I lit a fire and the fire spread to my friend's field. And hoya, gidi kafas loy. Gidi means a goat. My friend's goat was tied to the Gadish. Kafas means tied. The eved, and there's an eved, referring it to an eved kanani, samachle, that was standing next to the Gadish. Let's say he was the shomer of the field. But the Eved was not tied down. And a tragedy happened when Esrafimai, the Eved was burnt up over here, together with the Gadish. And the Gadi, for some reason, the Eved didn't run away. So the din is Chayim. The one who lit the fire is to pay for the Gadish and for the Gadi. What's the Chiddush? Someone kills an Eved, he's Chayiv Misa. Now the halach is, once a person is Chayiv Misa, you don't pay money. Somebody did something, and as a result, unfortunately, somebody was killed, and money is owed. You don't pay the money. Come labor the rabbi minute. So I would have thought, if the Eved was burnt, says Chayiv Misa for the Eved, male he shouldn't have to pay for the Gadish or for the Gedi. Zakta Mishnah, no, he's not Chayiv Misa for the Eved, because why didn't the Eved run away? The Eved wasn't tied down. The Ofrof was the other way around. If Eved kafas lay, if the Eved was tied to the Gadish, and he couldn't run away, Ugedi samachlai, and the gedi, the goat, was not tied down, v'nisrafimai, and the eved was burnt along with the gadish, for that matter, the gedi, potter, the one who lit the fire, does not pay money over here, not on the gadish, not on the stack of tvua, and not on the goat. Over here, we would apply the rule of kamli medanabimene, because this is considered an act of murder. He's chayiv misa. The eved couldn't run away, and you lit a fire. Now the emes is he may not necessarily be chayiv misa because he didn't have asra, and the issue is also that he directly light the fire, but it doesn't make a difference. In regard to the halacha of kamle medanabimenei, even if a person does something b'shoigeg, where he's not chayiv misa, but if it's the kind of thing that had he done it b'mezid, he would be chayiv misa l'maisa, you don't pay money. All right, now let's get back to the sugya of tamen ve'esh. Once again, if something is hidden in a gadish, Rabbi Yehuda holds he's chayiv, and the chachamim say, you're potter for things that are hidden. However, the Mishnah concludes, Umaydim Chachamim le Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim are moida to Rabbi Yehuda. B'madlik asabira, if someone lights a house, It doesn't mean he mamish lit the house, but he lit a fire that went out of control and burnt down the house. Shumashalim kol masha betach, you have to pay for whatever is in the house. Wallets, kalim. You can't say, oh, I didn't know these things were in the house. Shekein derech b'nei adam, it is the derech of people, laniach, to put all kinds of items, babatim, in houses. Now we have to explain as follows. The Chachamim say, if I light a fire in my reshus, the fire spreads to my friend's reshus, his gadish goes up in flames. I only have to pay for the gadish, not for the kalim that are inside. Now, what if I went over into my friend's reshus and I lit the fire over there? Then the din is, even according to the Chachamim, if my fire burns up a gadish, I have to pay for the kalim that are inside. This pitur of tamen b'esh, of not paying for things that are hidden, is only if I lit the fire in my reshus and it went over to his reshus. But if I lit the fire in his reshus to start with, then even according to the Chachamim, I would have to pay for what's hidden there. So you're telling me now, whenever I light the fire in someone else's reshus, I have to pay for everything, even what's hidden, and even according to the Chacham. And the answer is, almost. Almost? I would have to pay for anything that's normally hidden there. For example, if I made a fire in someone else's reshus, and it burns up his gadish, and inside the gadish we find rakes or different things that the farmer stores over there. So the farmer says to me, look, you know farmers keep these things in stacks of tefuah, therefore you're negligent, you have to pay for the kalim also. But what if the farmer kept something in this stack of tefuah that normally is not kept there? He kept a wallet full of money. Most people don't do that. So the person who lit the fire, even in someone else's reshus, he can say, look, I'll pay for the gadish. I'll pay for things that normally would have been in the gadish. But this is something I never would have imagined that it was there. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't know what you would have thought is there. I don't know what you didn't think was there. It doesn't make a difference. You lit a fire, you have to pay for it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're always chayv. You lit a fire and it burned something, you have to pay for it. Hidden, open, revealed, not revealed. It's the derech to have such a keli in a gadish. It's not the derech to have such a keli in a gadish. The Torah says one thing. You light a fire, you're responsible for it. The Chachamim say, even a keli that normally is kept in a gadish, Xeris HaKas, that's the Pasuk says, if I light a fire in my reshus and it goes over to his reshus, I don't have to pay for it. If I light the fire in someone else's reshus, then I have to pay for kalim that are normally put into a gadish, but not for kalim that are not normally put into a gadish. So really the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda argue in regard to two things. One, if I lit a fire in my own reshus, is there bechlal a ptur of something that's hidden or not? Number two, if I light a fire in my friend's reshus and there were kalim over there, where it's not the derech to hide those kalim, am I potter or not? You may think I'm repeating myself. The reason I'm doing it is because it's very important to understand this in order to understand the last halacha of the Mishnah. In the last halacha of the Mishnah, what do we learn? If you light a bira, you have to pay everything in the bira. If you light up a big fancy house, you have to pay for everything in the house. There's no excuse. I did think it was there. I didn't think it was there. Whatever's in that house, you have to pay for. Even according to the Chacham, who say that when you go into your friend's reshus and you light something, you're only chayev on kalim that are normally kept in a gadish. That's in regard to a gadish. If he kept silver or gold in a gadish, I say, who does that? But when it comes to a house, if I lit a fire in someone else's reshus and his house burnt down, then even according to the Chum, there's no excuse whatsoever. I didn't know that's in a house. You didn't know that's in a house? What's the difference what you know, what you don't know? When it comes to a house, anyone puts anything into a house. I can't say, oh, I thought in his house. On what basis did you think that? On a gadish, you can say, I thought he doesn't keep money in a gadish. He doesn't keep gold in a gadish. Not in a house. That's not a teretz over there. By the way, we're not talking about a case where he directly lit a fire in the house or in the gadish. Then you're always chayav, according to everybody. Doesn't make a difference on what kind of kalim. We're talking about where he lights a fire and it goes out of control and it burns something down. So basically, we've already chazed over the Mishnah. The only part of the Mishnah is that we didn't chazer yet is the middle part of the Mishnah. And that's the case of where you had a gedi tied to a Kaddish and an Eved near the gedi. The Eved was not tied. For some reason, he didn't run away. This is not a case of Kam Lema the Rabbim. And he wouldn't be Chayv Misa on the Eved because the Eved didn't have to stay there. And therefore, he has to pay for the Kaddish. On the other hand, if the Eved was tied to the Kaddish, because technically that would be a Chayv Misa, what do you mean? You lit a fire that killed someone? So even though he may not mamish be chayiv misa because he didn't get hasra, or may have been b'shaygig, whatever the case is, but it's the type of act that there's a chayiv misa on the act, and the mela he's potter then on any money charges that could have come from other things that were damaged. So if the Eved wasn't tied, why didn't the Eved run away? He didn't do anything to the Eved. The Eved did it to himself. That's why he has to pay for the Gadish and the Gedi. If the Eved was tied, this is an act where the person could be chayiv misa already, and Mamela he's potter on the Eved and the Gedi. And really in the Gemara there's a whole discussion over here, because how is he chayiv through the fire for killing someone? Rabbi Yochanan holds Eisha Mishim Chetzer. That means that a fire is like an arrow. So of course, if someone shoots an arrow at someone, he's chayiv misa. If he would shoot an arrow at the Eved, he would be chayiv misa. You killed somebody. And a fire is like an arrow. But Rish Lakish holds Eisha Mishim Memoinai. That means that Eish is like a shar. Just like you're chayiv on a shar, you're chayiv on your Eish. So how are you chayiv Misa? There's no case where someone is chayiv Misa from Bezdin because of what his shar did or what his bar did. Right, so the Gemara gives different tirutzim. Ten l'chachem v'yechkem oid. It'll get bigger. You learn the whole sugi over here. B'yaz Hashem Yisbarach v'gishmak.